Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present Mortal Memory by Thomas H. Cook. Read by Traber Burns. Original copyright 1993 by Thomas H. Cook. Recording copyright 2012 by Highbridge Company and recorded by arrangement with the MysteriousPress.com, LLC. Highbridge Audio presents Mortal Memory by Thomas H. Cook. Read by Traber Burns. Chapter 1. This much I remembered from the beginning. The floral curtains in their second-floor bedroom pulled tightly together. Jamie's new basketball at the edge of the yard, glistening in the rain. Laura's plain white bra lying haphazardly in the grass behind the house. The rest of our clothes drenched and motionless as they hung from the line above it. And I remembered this, two men in a car, both in the front seat, the one behind the wheel younger, smaller, bareheaded, the other wearing a gray hat, breathing hard, smoking. It was the older one who first spoke, drawing his wire-rimmed glasses from his eyes, then wiping them with a white handkerchief as he shifted around to face me. Before Rebecca, I'd never been able to remember what he'd said to me, although over the years I'd imagined many different things, lines no doubt picked up from television or movies, but which had never struck me as exactly right. Before Rebecca, I hadn't even been able to recall how long I'd actually stayed in the back seat of the car, although I'd always sensed that the light had altered during the time I'd remained there. A change which could have only come about slowly.